Hello, this is astrologynewsreport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person.
Today we take a look at the chart of John Kerry, the current U.S. Secretary of State, since he has been making the news lately. The big question is, will his efforts be successful? What can we predict for the outcome of his diplomacy? And I have to say that my astrologer's curiosity is way up for this. To me, he seems a bit on tilt. My intuition says that there's something happening in his chart that has got him amped up, and he is being tested.
Well, David, let's see if your intuition born from that savage eighth house of yours is on target today or not.
Well, first off, there seems to be an issue over an accurate birth time, but you and I favor 8:30 a.m. for Kerry because that gives him Jyeshta for his rising nakshatra, which fits since Jyeshta has the nature of maturity, being a senior person, and for fighting to maintain one's position in life. That fits Kerry's M.O. quite a bit.
And how about this Scorpio ascendant here? With the sun in the first house, that's pretty powerful. Sun in the first gives you a lot of self-confidence, strong ego projection, a feeling of your own power. It's the ruler of the 10th house of actions in the world for Scorpio rising, here occupying the first house of self, indicating someone who attains status and position in their life. And the great benefic Jupiter, who rules his second house of speaking, as well as the fifth house of past life credit, is quite strongly placed in his 10th house of public life, which is what makes him a natural-born leader and statesman.
In fact, his chart shows that he was in his Jupiter major period in 1968 when he did a brief tour in Vietnam, for which he received a silver star, a bronze star, and three purple hearts, then going on to testify before Congress to end the Vietnam War, and shortly thereafter, in the early 70s, to begin his political career.
Yeah, and this sort of thing, you know, viewing the past history, the facts of the past history, helps us to confirm that this is a valid chart for John Kerry.
Actually, he has a lot of strong positions in his chart. See that exalted full moon in his seventh house? The moon signifies the public.
Yeah.
So in his chart, the public is looking at him from his seventh house. And for Scorpio rising, the moon is also the ruler of his ninth house of good fortune, meritorious deeds,
and
destiny.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that he gets public recognition in this life.
Right. So having the ruler of the ninth house with Mars, which is the ruler of the first house, the ruler of the chart, in an angular house, it's a Raj Yoga, a combination for success and prestige. But let's not forget, the ninth house is also the house of beliefs, morals, and ethics. And here it is, its ruler, the moon, in a very prominent position with the ruler of his chart, Mars. So Kerry is really ready to go to battle for what he believes to be the truth.
Now, Ron, I can't resist mentioning this aspect of his life. And it is perfect for a Scorpio rising person with Pluto and Rahu deeply conjunct in the ninth house of destiny. He is, in fact, a member of the infamous secret society known as Skull and Crossbones, which he joined while attending Yale University in the mid-1960s when he was still in his Rahu major period.
I can always count on you, David, to dig up little facts like that. Anyway, it shows that he is very much attracted to power, which is typical of a Scorpio rising chart.
Yes, and in fact, when he ran against George Bush for president, it was the first time in U.S. history that two members of this Yale University secret society went head-to-head for the top job in America. How's that for so-called democracy?
Okay. Savage as usual, David.
Yes, I'm having too much fun, Ron. We could do more to confirm this chart, but we are running out of space. Let's move on and look at some of the predictive analysis of late to see what's up for him at this time. First off, the sun has been transiting Leo, which is in his 10th house. This certainly adds juice to someone who is already very active in public life.
Yeah. There's the planet of action and combat also, which is Mars, transiting in Cancer now, and that's his ninth house, the house of truth, beliefs, morals, destiny. And now Mars is right on top of his natal Rahu-Pluto combination. That's a very powerful conjunction. This really fires him up for fighting for his point of view, and which he's been doing over the past week.
Simultaneously with that Mars transit, Saturn and Rahu are conjunct in his 12th house of dealings with foreigners. And this transit is afflicting his natal Venus, the ruler of Libra, in the 12th. With two natural malefics riding on top of his natal Venus, this distorts Venus's intentions. Since Venus is the planet of agreement and harmony, and it is crucial for negotiations.
Yeah, and that same Saturn that's transiting there is in a mutual square aspect with the Mars transit to his ninth house. And there's a lot of pressure on Kerry. This shows that he has had his work cut out for him as Secretary of State. Even a casual glance at the news indicates everything on the international scene. It's a state of crisis now.
Yeah, he's hopping planes like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And in another part of his chart, Jupiter, the planet of increase and expansion, is transiting in his eighth house of obstacles and humiliation. This is not a helpful transit for position for his job. Remember that his own offhand remark was seized upon by Russia and Syria and completely changed the course of the crisis, taking the lead position away from the USA and putting it onto Russia's lap, which in this case was probably a good thing over lobbing missiles around in the Middle East.
Okay. All right. Well, David, we have examined how the recent transits have put pressure on Obama and Putin, but I would have to say that the current planetary setup is even more challenging in Kerry's case.
Yes, absolutely. Something is definitely pushing the whirlpool. Look at the fact that he is in his Mercury major period and Rahu is the sub-period lord at this time.
Now, Mercury is strong in his second house of speech in his natal chart. He is a strong speaker. As Secretary of State for the USA, he certainly is in a place where being a mouthpiece for trumpeting America's truth and America's point of view is job number one.
But that obsessive Rahu combined with Pluto in his ninth house is a bit suspicious.
Yeah.
And now with Mars powering up the natal combination of Rahu and Pluto, as well as squaring natal Venus, which is also getting pressure from Saturn's aspect as well, I can't see how this ends up in any kind of harmonious, everybody is happy finale, or at least on a personal level, he's not going to feel so hunky-dory.
Yeah, really.
So, Ron, what can you say about all this? How this pans out for the Secretary of State and his efforts? It is noteworthy because Kerry really is at the center of what's going on right now.
Yeah, well, you know, personally, I think Obama is pushing him out there as a stalking horse. You know, Kerry could be the fall guy in this whole operation. I mean, he is 70. And Secretary of State is most likely his last hurrah in public life.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, he may as well go down fighting for the team, I suppose.
Really?